Texan.
Can't Texan.
How y'all doing? Texan. Doing all right?
Yep. You looked at home back there at Wildcat. Whenever they approached you and said, we wanted to put the Wildcat in a couple of weeks ago during the bye week, what was your initial reaction? Coach said you didn't turn it down.
Oh, I got happy, man. I mean, all through high school, from 10th grade all the way to 12th grade, I played quarterback, and they didn't think I was going to know how to read it, so I had to show them how I know how to read it, and I think I gained their trust by doing that.
Every time you were up there, you did go up to the offensive line, and you were pointing some things out. Was that something that that was your responsibility to point out some of the reads in the linebackers and on the D-line?
Yes, sir. I mean, when you're a quarterback, your responsibility to call out the reads and everything, so... I mean, I did a lot of watching film and everything, so calling was pretty good, I guess.
Kenneth Cat, you cool with that name?
Kenneth Cat?
Yeah, instead of Wildcat?
I'd take Wildcat.
Wild Dog.
Wild Dog, yeah.
Second 200-yard performance of the year. Seems when teams still try to load the box, you still get past them. Were you expecting that? I know we kind of talked about that earlier in the week, but were you expecting Southern Miss to try to key on you?
Yes, sir, I was expecting that. I mean, Southern Miss did a good job of keying on me. I mean, as the game progressed, I mean, it got a little harder to run the ball. I mean, those guys are really good. They're just young. But I felt like our offensive line did a good job blocking. Our outside receivers did a good job blocking at the second level and just found holes and I made plays.
Your friend Tevin was dressed out this week, so was getting closer to being out on the field. What was it like finally seeing him back in the jersey?
It was always good to see Tevin in practice. I mean, Tevin, the character. He always have everybody laughing in the running back room. Every time Tevin dresses out, he gonna give his all. I mean, I can't wait to get him back out there.
Does he seem pretty close to being ready to go back out there?
I really don't know. I don't too much to talk to him about that.
You had a big run over the game, and I think you're at like 70-something yards in the first quarter. How did that help your confidence in the offensive line confidence going forward, knowing that you could establish that run game early on?
Well, it helped us out a lot. I mean, first play, I mean, they crowded the line pretty good, but I bounced it, and then it just so happened to run out of bounds.
What do you think about the addition of a fullback in the backfield with Tony Johnson? Is that something that you're getting used to, is having a lead blocker?
Yes, sir. I mean, it's always good. I mean, to take somebody, take pressure off our offensive line to put a fullback in there and to go get somebody. I mean, we can block the second level good now.
What did you think of Scotty's performance coming in for Ryan? You know, first time he really had some snaps since the Tulane game almost 2 months ago.
Scotty played a good game. He played a great game for us. I mean, he did what the coaches asked him to do, came in, threw the ball well. I mean, handed the ball off well, and just made plays.
How was the offense different with just him back there? Obviously, Ryan kind of brings that running element too, but is it really like a different offense, or how do y'all kind of go about the two when one's in and the other isn't?
We really don't worry about it. I mean, when they get back there, it's their job to lead us on, and we following them, no matter how much, no matter whatever.
Anything else? All right. I can hear an all pro at this.
Thank you.
Oh, I got some bar.